Kwaisi Umfume is running for his former seat, representing Maryland's 7th District in Congress. Umfume represented that district from 1987 until 1996, when he resigned to lead the NAACP. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
The first time he was elected, Umfume was 38 years old. Now 71, he says he wants to continue the work of his one-time successor, Congressman Elijah Cummings, whose death last month left the seat vacant.
I've got to find a way to make sure that all he and others fought for is not lost, tossed to the side, or forgotten.
Umfume announced his plans on Monday at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture. He was surrounded by family, longtime friends, and fellow politicians. He recalled growing up in abject poverty in a segregated Baltimore before eventually finding his way to politics. He got his start by passing out bumper stickers supporting Hubert Humphrey. In Congress, Umfume said he would continue to fight for racial and economic equality and stand up to President Donald Trump.
We desperately need men and women to speak up and stand up for that which is right, and to speak up and fight back against that which is wrong.
Civil rights leader Larry Gibson praised Umfume for his work at the NAACP, which Umfume led from 1996 until 2004.
The NAACP was embroiled in scandal, racked with internal turmoil, and on the brink of bankruptcy with more than $3 million in debt.
By the time Umfume left, he had stabilized the programming and eradicated the debt. But his leadership at the NAACP is also colored by unconfirmed allegations of sexual harassment. Umfume is accused of giving promotions and raises to sexual partners while passing over women who rejected his advances. He has acknowledged having a relationship with an NAACP staff member during his time there.
I myself, as a single man, dated a single woman who happened to be on the job. There was nothing mean about that, there was nothing vile about that, and there was nothing illegal about it. But because we worked together, I shouldn't have done it.
He noted that despite the allegations, he was still backed by the National Organization for Women when he ran for Senate in 2006, and that he won 40% of the vote in that race. However, he lost the race to now Senator Ben Cardin.
I believe voters know the truth from the trick, that voters know what's in their best interest, that voters believe in their heart of hearts what they want to believe.
Others vying for the seat include Baltimore State Delegate Talmadge Branch, a Democrat, and Republican Liz Mattery, who has lost two previous congressional races. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.